Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Well, let's begin with a quick quiz. We'll make it an oral exam, okay? Oh, it's easy. You can just answer these simple questions. The opposite of fast is, the opposite of long is, the opposite of cold is, the opposite of young is, opposite of soft is, opposite of sour is, opposite of high is, opposite of rich is, opposite of love is, no, I'm not sure. You know, that's a standard response, and when I was growing up, I thought if you don't love somebody, then you hate them. That's the opposite. But I learned from my mother to begin with, and then I have learned through life that really the greatest insult against someone is not hate. It's apathy. Remember when your mom said there was a bully picking on you at school? Just ignore him. Just act like he isn't there. You know what's amazing? That usually worked. Usually worked. George Bernard Shaw once wrote, "The worst sin towards our fellow creatures is not to hate them, but to be indifferent to them." That's the essence of inhumanity. Apathy is a terrible thing, so insulting. I have a friend who taught high school students for a few years. It happened to be at a school that was known for its athletics and not for its academics. So it drew people who were really good in sports, but didn't care that much about the solid subjects. He taught math. So it was one of those classes that you had to get there early to get a back seat. So happened that a couple of very well-known athletes in the school got there late, and so they were stuck on the front. And they were bored to tears. Oh, and they made it known, rolling their eyes and folding their arms and slouching at the desk and making eyes at the girls and sighing at times. And finally, my teacher friend had enough of it. He was fed up. He grabbed a piece of chalk and he turned around to the chalkboard and he wrote in letters that must have been 12 inches high, APATHY. And he underlined it and chalk splattered all over the front of the room. And one of the kids sitting here at the front looks at it and goes, says to his buddy, "Apathy." "What's apathy?" Buddy said, "Who cares?" It's one thing to be apathetic toward other people, teachers, parents, even preachers, or maybe a judge in a courtroom. It's something altogether different to be apathetic toward God.
Apathy towards God is common. People may believe he exists and even be familiar with the Bible, but it pretty much ends there. What God really desires is a relationship with you. He wants to be known, and he is constantly seeking you. When you think about it, that's pretty amazing. If you've put your relationship with God on hold, he's waiting for you with open arms, and he accepts you just as you are. You don't have to be perfect to come to Christ. If you're wondering where to start, I suggest silence. When you rest, relax, let go, and make time for Him, you move toward a deeper, more intimate relationship with God.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack. Where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "The Church That Nauseates God," was copyrighted in 2003, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.